Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, James Ives, sales and marketing specialist at the MSU Surplus Store and Recycling Center. Is that the right title, James?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. How you doing, Jack?
Just fine. All right. Let's talk about going green for MSU in another way.
All right.
In terms of the recycling facility and what is happening now in terms of a lot of plastic containers, are people getting the message?
We feel that they are. Of course, you know, there's always room for improvement, and that's something I don't want to say the word struggle with, but that's something we deal with on a daily basis and try to improve it in any way we can.
All right, and how do you do that? How do you get that message across?
Well, we rely on what we call the environmental stewards. There are people in every building that have volunteered to be part of the recycling efforts in their building. That's one aspect. We rely heavily on the students through their education. You know, we provide tours at the facility for any group on campus or off campus, for that matter. And you know, we just try to get out there and knock on the doors and a lot of face-to-face communication and, you know, let people know we're out here, what we're doing. It's something new every day that we try to do.
What kind of objections or resistance do you run into?
Well, objections or resistance. You know, it's a lot of it is convenience.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a lot easier to just throw it away, unfortunately, and that's, you know, that's a four-letter word for us, is throwing it away. You don't get a whole lot, but, you know, we have the buy-in, but yet it's still, you know, we still have a long way to go.
Is it getting better?
Oh, yes, absolutely, it is. And, you know, with the new facility, that's created a new energy for the university, so that really has helped with the buy-in. And so, yes, it definitely is getting better.
What about peer pressure? When you see your neighbors doing things, you see siblings doing things, does that work?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it works every, you know, if you see somebody, even in our office, you know, it's, whoops, hey, you know, that can go in the recycling. Oh, yeah, you're right, I forgot. You know, absolutely, even at the home, you know, it's a kind of, you know, honey, we can be recycling that. Oh, yeah, you're right, you know. So, yeah, I would definitely say peer pressure is an avenue.
What about pressure from kids when they go to school? It would seem like if you can't always get through the adults, if you can get through the kids and they go home and say, Dad, you really shouldn't be throwing that away.
That's huge. That is huge. If you can get to them, the younger the better. You know, if you can, I don't want to say train, but if you can educate, you know, the young people of today, you know, that can only help us in the future. And I think that is a very important part of it.
All right. In terms of this process and the MSU recycling facility, what would surprise people about the way it all works?
Well, I think what would surprise people is that the MSU Surplus Store and Recycling Center is many things under one roof. Through the Surplus Store aspect of it, we focus on the reuse part. You know, try to buy something new or put it back onto campus before it can be, you know, before you buy something, you know, new, you buy it used. But it's just a form of reuse. And, you know, we have the recycling part of it. You know, it just all ties in together. It's just kind of getting people, you know, a new way of thinking about doing things.
All right. Tell us where the recycling center is. A lot of people may not really understand that.
Well, we have just moved, just under a year ago. We are at the corner of Farm Lane and Greenway. Greenway is just south of Service Drive.
All right, and it involves separating and placing things in bins. How much recycling goes on there, how many pounds of plastic, let's say, for example, would you go through?
You know, plastic, I don't know exactly a number, but, you know, I can tell you that, you know, if you think of MSU as a small city, it generates and creates a lot of items, and we will collect about 30 million pounds of stuff or items a year.
30 million pounds?
Yes.
And people come from how far away?
Well, you know, it first started off, you know, as far as we have a 24/7 drop-off facility.
Okay.
You know, that's where the MSU community is encouraged to bring in the recyclables from home. And, you know, we're not going to turn away people that are not from the MSU community. And
right.
that has really boomed and exploded. So, you know, and we're one of the only facilities around that collects plastics 1 through 7. So that is a big draw for our facility. And again, that goes back to convenience. People.
And we encourage everyone to check that out on the website. You can get more information. Thanks so much, James. We appreciate it.
You bet, Jack. Thank you.